Mike Martinez is the vocalist and lyricist for the Asheville ska rock band Natural Born Leaders. Martinez tells us his battle with anxiety is more than psychological. For him, there's also a racial and cultural component. I began our conversation by asking whether he'd been prone to mental health issues before this past year.
I've definitely struggled with some form of anxiety and depression for most of my life, since I was a kid, basically. I don't think I knew what to label it as then, but, as a 31-year-old man now, I'm like, oh, okay, that's what was going on,
That's interesting. So you know in retrospect that you had struggled with it, but it sounds like you didn't get any particular help for it.
In theory, I did. I went and spoke to a lot of therapists. As I'm older, I think now it's important to understand that, not every therapist is going to help you. You need to find somebody who jives with you. And I don't think I ever found anybody who jived with me in that respect.
Can you talk about that a little bit? I think that's important. I think a lot of people might hear this and want to get an understanding of what kind of therapist would jive with you and what made these therapists not jive with you.
Well, for starters, I think having a therapist that has a similar life situation to you can help them to empathize better with you. And in my particular case, as a Black man, I think I wish I had somebody who's approaching it with kind of that attitude. As far as medically, I think, race does sometimes play an issue in that, or at least shared experience. And I wish I had somebody who could relate to what I was saying to them back then. And nobody that I had ever related to that. And it was a different time too, where I think now people are, a therapist is more inclined to try and empathize with you, versus in the 90s, they're kind of he's just sad. He'll be fine. You know what I mean?
Do you think also the things that you were talking about with your therapist in the past, were they through a racial lens? Or do you feel that if you had a therapist of color, if you had a Black therapist, they might have understood what you were saying without you having to explicitly say some of the things that you're talking about?
That's kind of more what I feel like. I feel like I think I had to explain more, so which it would make anybody uncomfortable, having to explain a situation which to me seems typical, but it's hard to relate to in that regard.
So in that sense, while there's the mental health and depression end of things, there's also just the social and living context of having somebody who just understands a general daily basis on which you exist.
That's a game changer. I found myself a lot of times having to explain my existence versus actually working on whatever was going on with me. If I am depressed, it's instead of getting to the root of that problem, having to discuss things that shouldn't be necessary. You know what I mean? Honestly, up until, the past decade, I wouldn't have even looked at it from that lens. But now, looking back, I'm like, this could have been, a little bit different.
Tell me what's changed and what is different for you now than the general level of depression you've had over the past 10 years and been mindful of, but not dealt with on a professional level. What's different now?
I guess I've kind of allowed it to subside and fizzle. For years, I don't think I was conscious of my mental health. As far as recently, go back a year ago, my life was entirely different. I was doing way completely different things. There's a level of it where I felt like I was on top of the world, I'm we're doing this thing, we're going places. And then, and now I'm stuck at home.
So talk about how that has played out for you. Many in the creative fields have said, I've taken advantage of this time to be differently creative or to write in a way. I've had time to do this. And I've had other artists tell me, I can't even get out of bed. How are these other people writing and being creating? That's infuriating to hear. Where are you in this spectrum?
I've taken advantage of the fact that I do have the time. I've been collaborating with different artists. So I've been taking the opportunity to record and write. And honestly do a lot of the things that I didn't have the opportunity to do before. But at the same time, like, I think it's different. It's different. I feed off of people and, you know, playing to a room. And previously, like with MBL, we would work out songs live, you know, and then some days, like, I feel like I have a terrible time waking up in the morning or going to sleep at night. You know, I could be manic and up all night and then be like, oh, I guess I should do work. You know what I mean? Or I'll be depressed and sleeping until three, you know?
How have your bandmates and other musicians in town been a source of community for you during this past year? And I know you and your bandmates did gather at various points. You record, rehearse together. But how important has that community been to you in terms of your own mental health over the past year?
Man, I don't think I'd be alive without the community that surrounds me. You know, as mad as I could get at the world, like, to know that there are still people, you know, who you can rely on, experiencing the love between friends or the music community or other artists. It's something that is so necessary in my life. I just don't think I could exist without it, man. We all need to feel appreciated and heard and loved, you know?
Do you think you've had to open yourself up in ways that maybe weren't as organic for you in the past?
I think if you would have asked me to do this interview a year ago, I wouldn't have done it. Right before the pandemic hit, I started taking antidepressants. And thank God. But it's more to help with my anxiety. My anxiety is way worse than my depression, but they fuel each other, you know?
Well, that's all mental health. I mean, anxiety, it's all part of the same package. So it's interesting, though. What do you think has changed? You said from a year ago where you wouldn't have talked about this to now where you're open to talking about it. What's changed?
So after the doctor suggested that I talk to people, I did start talking to a lot of people about it, you know, just my struggles with anxiety and like what that means to me.
It's not something that people are wanting to openly talk about their anxiety levels anyway, publicly. It's not something that's a genuine conversation point.
Yeah. And I think that that's what changed. Like having that conversation, I realized how many other people are also feeling or struggling with the same thing, you know, and people that I've known my whole life. And they're like, oh, yeah, I take that same one. And I'm just like, what? Take this medicine too?
So there's two sides to that coin. There's the effect on you and the effect on your friends and how you view your friends, the people you talk with. Do you think there was a difference in how you came to see each other through these kinds of conversations?
We are all to some level experiencing some sort of mental health crisis currently. Maybe not everybody, but the vast majority of us are. And I think that through talking about this, people don't have to feel ashamed of it. I feel like I felt ashamed of my depression for years, or that it was a joke. You know, I'd throw it out there as a joke, like, oh, he's depressed. You know what I mean? Like, emo boy. But I think it's important that we normalize it, because then we can normalize caring for it, you know? And I think about it in Asheville in particular, like, we've lost artists into the double digits over the past year, not from COVID. Mentally, people are doing terrible right now. Not everybody, like I said, but, you know, a lot of us are. And we need support. And that could look a bunch of different ways. It could look like medicine. It could look like talking to your friends. It could look like talking to a therapist. It could look like going to a doctor, you know, or talking to your partner or whatever, you know. I think it's important for people to talk about this kind of stuff. Not everybody's going to be ready for the conversation, but everybody needs to have it. The natural bone leader, bone to be the wildest of creatures. I'm re-life in a lifeless feature. Dreamer, I've had but speeches. Feel like the spit from the bottom of these blood soaked. Mike Martinez is the voice and lyricist for the Asheville ska rock band Natural Born Leaders.